What up, Get Up Nation? My name is Ben Biddick, the host of the Get Up Nation podcast and co-author of Get Up, The Art of Perseverance, with former Major League Baseball player and CEO of Lurong Living, Adam Greenberg. Recently, I had the honor and privilege of speaking with Lucas Congdon. He's the president and CEO of Lucas Lagoons and the star of the television show on the Animal Planet Network called Insane Pools Off the Deep End. Lucas and his team are from Sarasota, Florida. They don't just build swimming pools, they create natural, breathtaking outdoor living spaces that often serve as oases of fun, reflection, and peace for his clients. Lucas's attention to detail, ability to listen to client interests and concerns, and frequent retreats into nature to draw inspiration are the ingredients of excellence that have people tuning in and signing up for Lucas to build their outdoor dream. Lucas, welcome to the Get Up Nation podcast.
Thank you so much, Ben. Thanks for having me. I'm excited. I love sharing our story and trying to reach out and meet new people and have new experiences.
As I've seen the show expand and grow, it's exciting to see your success. You and your team create amazing pools, and I love seeing the process you and your team experience as you create them. You've been crafting and cutting stone since you were 14 years old and have always loved the outdoors. Will you share with Get Up Nation what led you to want to build outdoor living spaces and create these amazing pools?
Well, to start with, you know, when I grew up, the first 10 years of my life anyway, we lived in Vermont. And while I grew up there, I moved out of Vermont when I was 22. But we lived in Moortown, Vermont on 64 acres. We didn't have any TV. I pretty much just helped my parents live off the land. We grew our vegetable garden, and my mom would can everything for the winters. And my dad was a furniture maker, and he had a shop at home. So I was either building stuff in the shop with dad or out in the garden with mom or, you know, cutting firewood. And I just loved being outside. I mean, that was my whole childhood. And then my parents got divorced. My mom started a landscape business, and I started helping mom trying to make that work. And, you know, we started doing rock work. But it was all dry laid. We didn't do anything with mortar back then. Vermont, you get the freezing and thawing. So we did just a lot of like boulder retaining walls, patios, stone staircases, did a little bit of water features, but mostly it was just kind of hardscape mixed with the landscape. And so I just really loved working with rock. There was a ledge on our property when I was young. I used to love to bring my matchbox cars up there and drive the trucks around the ledge and kind of look out over the mountains. And, you know, just was always inspired by rock and nature. And long story short, when I moved to Florida to find a place where I could work all year round, I saw all these boring swimming pools and I thought, man, all the rocks that I love, if I could just do those around these pools, I think that would be really beautiful. There's nobody that could teach me how to do what I wanted to do. There was really nobody doing it. You know, at least here in Florida, everything was either fake rock or just your typical swimming pool. So I set out on a journey to figure it out, and then kind of the rest is history after that.
On the show, you let the rocks talk to you as you build your custom pools. You create epic grottos and bring in unique rocks that really wow your clients, often overwhelming them with emotion during the unveiling. Tell me about the pleasure you experience in piecing these rocks together to create what is often a dream come true for your clients.
Yeah, well, you know, anyone in construction knows it's not always a home run financially. Some jobs you make money, sometimes you don't make money. But really, there's no better reward than to see the reactions on my clients' faces. I mean, it just feels amazing. And, you know, it's grueling. On the TV show, you just see 44 minutes, an hour-long show. But with commercials, in 44 minutes, we construct a whole lagoon. But behind the scenes, it's just long, grueling hours. There's always setbacks with weather or inspections or whatever. Construction's really tough, but just to have my clients be that happy and just smiling ear to ear, you know, it makes all the hard work worthwhile and makes you want to do it again.
You go to great lengths for your clients. I saw recently you flew to Costa Rica just to truly understand the environment that your clients were seeking to create in their outdoor living space. How does this level of commitment you have help create that moment of awe in your clients when you unveil it to them?
Yeah, you know, for me, it's a totally different approach. So instead of having a product that I'm trying to sell a client, I'm trying to get inside their head. I'm trying to figure out who they are. And our pools, our backyards are a reflection of their personality, of who they are. It's almost like my picture. Like if I were to paint them with rocks and water, that's what they would look like, so to speak. So just being able to really kind of dive in and understand what they're thinking, what gives them peace and tranquility. This world's full of negativity and stress. It's crazy. And right, trying to build each family a true place where they can get away from it all and just be in the moment, be with each other, building great memories. I love that part. And being able to be on the show and have bigger budgets and bigger budget clients allows me to even get more creative and spend the time to even do more research, which is nice. I mean, I truly love just trying to hang out with the clients and understand what they want and paint their picture.
You do an amazing job of that, and it's so fun to watch. On the GetUp Nation podcast, we talk a lot about how people and organizations can be resilient and persevere through challenges. In the custom pools you build, you often have to contend with unforeseen weather, tight spaces where you're moving massive equipment and huge boulders. You have code requirements, unique client concerns, and timelines. What keeps you resilient when you're up against these challenges? Is it the pleasure of building? Is it seeing your clients' reactions? Is it the humor of your team, the pride of getting it done on time no matter what? How do you stay resilient?
I've definitely all of those things, but I think the number one thing is failure is never an option. So I think if some people say, I might try this, but if it doesn't work, they're already setting themselves up for failure to have a way out. If there's no way out but getting to that finish line, then whatever, we manifest our own destiny. I really believe that. So if you're really truly focusing on there's no other way but to get to the finish line, you're going to get there. It may be a bumpy road, there may be some detours, but you're going to find yourself at that finish line. I think that's what kept me through the good times, the bad times, and we've had serious challenges along the way. There's nobody first off to teach us, so I had to figure it all out the hard way. And then I started my business shortly before the economy crashed, and I had to get through those times, but I had to get through them because failure wasn't an option. And then doing the TV shows got its pluses and minuses. It's always a financial strain to have all the extra hours to be able to film a show and build these projects at the same time and trying to make it all work. It's much harder than it appears, but it's very rewarding. And I just think if you truly want to do something, failure can't be an option.
I love that. In addition to listening carefully to the requests of your clients, you often retreat into nature to get inspiration for a project when needed. You pride yourself on creating pools that appear and feel as if nature made them. Why is that important to you?
Because for me, I want something to be timeless. If it looks contrived, or, you know, you can date a pool or a house by the tile that was used or the flooring, but with nature, I mean, they've been building with stone ever since mankind first came around. We know we lived in cave dwellings and then built castles out of stone. And to me, stone is timeless, even in our modern design. If someone wants more of a modern, kind of contemporary pool, we still use natural beach pebble, natural marble or travertine. We use natural materials. So to me, if you're using natural materials, it's never going to be out of style.
You're known for pushing the envelope and continually challenging your team with ever-changing design ideas. Your team responds every time with a can-do attitude. What do you think keeps them resilient as you challenge yourself and them to constantly take your designs to the next level?
They have the same attitude. Failure is not an option. They've been with me so long that it's one of those things where they know every job is going to be a unique challenge. They don't get bored. This camaraderie and knowing that obviously there's days that we argue like any other team, but at the end of the day, we all love and respect each other, and it can be a double-edged sword. The thing is, you know, I kind of become friends with everybody, and that's kind of tough because you have that fine line where you need to be a boss as well and not their friend. But I don't know, somehow the dysfunction works, and my guys have been with me. My mom, pretty much from the beginning, I worked for her. Then I came started my business. After a few short years, my business really took off. So she moved down to Florida from Vermont to work with me. Crash and I did the first job together. So we've been together since the beginning. And old man came on probably 10 years ago. So we got a long history there. And I think they know what to expect by now. And we just keep chugging along. At the end of the day, they feel very proud to know the impact that we're making on these clients. I think that part of it really keeps us energized to keep moving forward.
On each build, you make a point of creating an unexpected gift for the client. This often helps take client satisfaction to a whole other level during the unveiling of the finished work. Why do you feel it's important to include this little surprise in your process?
Ever since the very beginning, my whole goal is never to meet expectations. It's always to exceed, and it's just been something that's been not only rewarding to do and fun, also a token of our appreciation that they gave us the opportunity to do this. So I just think a little gift goes a long way, and that extra little bit of excitement, just a lot of fun.
I always end the show with six questions to help my listeners understand the why within my phenomenal guests. Are you willing to run through these six quick questions with me?
Absolutely.
All right. Who are you thankful for today?
Wow, there's a lot of people, but I have to say probably today right now, my wife. I've been gone so much, and she's had to sacrifice a lot for me to keep building my dream while keeping the family anchored and together, and I definitely couldn't have this family and my career without a woman like her.
What are you thankful for today?
For my health and the opportunities that are all around me. I mean, the show's gotten our name out. The hardest thing in business is to build a brand and get your name out and let people know what you're able to do. And we have fans all around the world and lots of work. So I'm thankful for the opportunities to keep doing my craft and keep pushing myself to the next level.
How do you fuel the fire within you?
Well, that's been the last year we were filming. It's pretty much, I feel like the fire's almost burned out sometimes because you're just giving, pushing it all out there and pushing yourself. But when I'm feeling really burned out, just step back and have time with family and get back up to the mountains and get with my rocks and mountain bike and ATV and just be outside. I get refueled by nature. Then I can go out there and recreate it.
What is one thing that adversity has taught you to value?
Change, having to be adaptable. Sometimes certain things feel like the end of the world, and then you get through them, and then you realize it's not that big of a deal. Everything's always changing. It's hard to keep things the same, so never get too comfortable. Don't be afraid of change, and just embrace it, and see what the lesson is that you're meant to learn, and keep moving forward.
What are you doing today you never thought you could?
Building pools over $1 million. I never thought I'd get to that kind of budget level, and it's like you get your first one, and then the next one comes in, and it just blows my mind that I'm able to do these yards for these kind of budgets.
And then my last question, what will you do tomorrow that you never thought you could?
Well, I'm actually still trying to reinvent that wheel. I'm trying to figure out a way of streamlining the process, making it quicker, being able to build more cost effectively, so even for smaller budgets you can do something. I'm trying to see where that goes. I'm not sure exactly what that's going to look like, but I have a lot of ideas and things I'm constantly trying to work on and push myself to have beautiful projects for all different budgets, because at the end of the day, I think everybody deserves to have their own little oasis, and I'm just trying to figure out how to make that happen.
How can people learn more about you and Lucas Lagoons?
Watch our show. We have 3 seasons out there now. Go online, lucaslagoons.com. Check out our website. We're on social media. That's probably pretty much it. Or reach out to us. We have a contact form, and let us know how we can help you.
Lucas, really appreciate you taking time out. Please give our best to Woman, Old Man, Crash, and Sunshine.
Awesome. Right. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Look forward to hearing it, and thanks for reaching out. It's been a pleasure.
Lucas Congdon, on a mission to use his expertise, creativity, and innovation to help everyone have their own little oasis to sustain them through the storms of life. How essential it is for our personal and collective resilience to have that safe space of awe, wonder, and joy. Check out Lucas and his team creating backyard dreams for his clients on the Animal Planet's Insane Pools off the Deep End or at lucaslagoons.com. Get Up Nation wishing you peace in your storms that you're facing, and sending you strength to know you have what it takes to face those storms. Keep going, Get Up Nation. It ain't over yet.